Thank you for giving us a listen. This is C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, heard here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're featuring part three of our four-part series to conductor Charles Gerhardt and his recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra and London Symphony Orchestra. Part four will hopefully come up in December. However, if we don't have any time to do it in December, we have a lot of shows to get to before the end of the year, then we'll feature part four for you at the beginning of January. On today's program, we're featuring music from composers John Williams and Lee Holdridge. More specifically with John Williams, we're featuring his music from the Star Wars trilogy and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And when we get down to Lee Holdridge, which is the last 40 minutes or so of the program, listen to music from the movie The Beastmaster, the television show Wizards and Warriors, and the documentary The Great Whales. We'll also feature an extended suite of music from the remake of East of Eden, a score that Lee Holdridge actually thinks is one of his favorite scores of all time, and it is very good, and we'll be very happy to play music for you from that at the end of the program. However, we are not done with John Williams, and we're not done with his music from The Empire Strikes Back. This re-recording was actually released first on the Chalfont record label. It was one of two Charles Gerhardt recordings on that label. Gerhardt recorded a 40-minute suite, or about 40 minutes, of the complete score to King's Row on the Chalfont record label. And those two LPs were then transferred over to CD and released by Varese Sarabin Records. Our last suite from The Empire Strikes Back, we're going to listen to two tracks from the Hoth battle, as I made mention earlier. This is the first major battle at the beginning of the film. We're going to listen to arrangements from The Battle in the Snow and The Rebel's Escape. We'll then move on to a fantastic re-recording of a track called Lando's Palace and The Duel Through the Window, which then segues into the fantastic finale, which is the end credits from the film, featuring all of the major themes that were introduced in The Empire Strikes Back, and it really is John Williams' best end credit cue. And now here's more music from The Empire Strikes Back, music composed by John Williams, conducted by Charles Gerhardt, and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Music from John Williams' brilliant score to The Empire Strikes Back, featuring conductor Charles Gerhart and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. That suite comes off an album that is called The Empire Strikes Back Symphonic Suite off of Varese Saraband Records. You heard in there the finale, as well as Lando's Palace, The Duel Through the Window, The Rebel's Escape, and we started the set off with The Battle in the Snow. We have to take a quick break, but when we return, we will continue listening to music from the Star Wars trilogy as we'll move on to the last film in the saga, Return of the Jedi, again featuring an original score by John Williams. A little bit later on in the program, we're going to be listening to music from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, as well as selected music from composer Lee Holdridge. Listening to Cinematic Sound's tribute to conductor Charles Gerhart and his performances with the National Philharmonic Orchestra and London Symphony Orchestra. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the radio station with diversity. This is C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, heard here on C101.5 FM. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we are featuring part three of our four-part tribute to the late great conductor Charles Gerhart and his magnificent film score re-recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra and London Symphony Orchestra. We're featuring music from composer John Williams, and more specifically, his work on Star Wars and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And as I said, we're going to be listening to music from another contemporary film composer, Lee Holdridge. That'll come up near the end of the show. We're now moving on to the last film in the original Star Wars trilogy, that being Return of the Jedi, released in 1983. And again, at around the same time as the release of the film, Charles Gerhart decided to record about 45 minutes of music from John Williams' original score, featuring mainly concert suites and a couple of previously unreleased cues, just so that some fans who enjoyed the original soundtrack recording could maybe hear some additional music featured in a re-recording with the fabulous National Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, I was doing some research on the internet, and it seems that this is the only John Williams score, Return of the Jedi, and this re-recording that is still available on the BMG RCA catalog. Now, perhaps others were deleted because of royalty costs or anything like that, but anyway, it's still available. Get it while you can, because it's a great album. And this was actually the first Star Wars CD that I ever owned. I had Empire Strikes Back on a bad copy from a cassette from the library. But I do remember picking up Return of the Jedi, wow, almost 10, 11 years ago. And that was the first Star Wars soundtrack I ever had. I played that CD to death, and we have it here again to play for you on today's program. Now, Return of the Jedi is just a fabulous score. It's one of Williams' finest scores, and it features some brilliant orchestrations, wonderful new themes, mainly for the Ewoks. As I said, Luke and Leia receive a brother-sister theme. There is a theme for the Emperor. This is the first time we see him on screen. And there's some fantastic choral moments in this score as well. This score, of course, is brilliantly performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra, and this is quite possibly the finest sounding Star Wars album out of all of the three re-recordings that Charles Gerhart did with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. One of the big highlights on this, or in this re-recording, is a theme for Jabba the Hutt, which is incredibly difficult to play for the tuba, as there is a lengthy tuba solo in this suite. And whoever the tuba player is from the National Philharmonic Orchestra at the time of this re-recording, he did a fabulous job with his horn playing. What we're going to feature for you first is the fantastic concert suites from Return of the Jedi. We're going to open up, well, actually, it's the first time we played it on today's program, is the actual main title that is heard during the title scroll. And then we move on to a track called Approaching the Death Star, features a menacing and dark version of Darth Vader's theme. We'll then move on to the concert suites of Parade of the Ewoks, Luke and Leia's theme, and then this fabulous Jabba the Hutt theme. Again, a wonderful job by the tuba player. And now music from Return of the Jedi, Music composed by John Williams, conducted by Charles Gerhardt, and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Music from John Williams' score to the 1983 film called Return of the Jedi. You heard in there the concert suites of Jabba the Hutt, Luke and Leia, and Parade of the Ewoks. We started the set off with the Return of the Jedi main title and approaching the Death Star. Now, certain suite was conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra, and that album is available on BMG and RCA Victor. You're listening to our tribute to conductor Charles Gerhardt and his fabulous film music re-recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra and London Symphony Orchestra. We're listening to music from the Star Wars trilogy, and our last suite from the trilogy again comes from Return of the Jedi. Hopefully we have enough time to play these three tracks. We're going to first play a track called Return of the Jedi, which is basically from the sail barge battle in the film. This cue is actually Williams' second crack at the cue. You can hear the alternate first version on the RCA and Sony Classical 2 CD set of the original soundtrack recording. This particular track features one of my favorite Williams motifs in the entire Star Wars trilogy. It's a heroic fanfare heard at the end of the cue. We're then going to move on to a spectacular action cue, which combines two action cues together. First, we're going to feature a track called Into the Trap as the Rebel Fleet makes their first attempt at trying to destroy the second Death Star. This track brilliantly fades into, at the time, a previously unreleased cue from Fight in the Dungeon. It's the latter half of that cue, and it's a cue that wasn't available on the original soundtrack recording in 1983, however, was made available when the complete recordings were released. And then we will complete this set with the concert suite of Battle in the Forest. And now, more music from Return of the Jedi, composed by John Williams, conducted by Charles Gerhardt, and again performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.